Number 15 is reports from board members.
Yeah, I'll try and keep this really short. I know everybody has a long ride. I wanted to comment or report to you that I attended California Watersheds Forum meeting, an all-day meeting that occurred in Sacramento in September to announce the new state watershed program, which is building on the CalFed program and moving it to a new department, to the Department of Conservation, where it will be directed under Bridget Luther, the director of the Department of Conservation, and directly by John Lowry, who's the watershed program manager. The formation of a new steering committee, which is consisting of 23 or 24, I believe, non-agency folks who are going to be the local point people for developing the design and goals and agenda for the new statewide watershed program. So there will be regional workshops that are going to be held. The new statewide watershed program, I understand, is divided up into 9 hydrologic units, so it doesn't exactly coincide with regional board. But Gary Wolf brought up issues with watershed programs and watershed council kind of structure for assuring sustainability of some of the effort and investment we put into watershed management. This group is going to address that directly, and I'm delighted to see that the CalFed program, which has been so narrowly focused, high priority issues certainly, but not meeting the needs more broadly across the state, this is a chance to see that framework opened up. So those regional workshops are going to be occurring, and I would like to encourage folks to go to the website for the Department of Conservation. The steering committee members have been appointed. We need to communicate with them and let them know that you want to be involved with those efforts. And I guess it's going out in the next. These workshops will start soon. There's another dimension to this, and why I bring it to this board is that Gary Wolf was one of the speakers on the panel that day. These are folks that have been working on watershed issues for the last 5 years in a very dedicated fashion. It's California Watershed Council. They were not aware that the state water board and the regional boards have watershed plans. They were not aware that there were watershed coordinators based at each of the regional boards. So clearly this dialogue is addressing those kinds of gaps where we've got these very capable and effective programs going forward on different tracks, but not connecting the dots. So I think that day, individual who was running the meeting that day, who's been kind of leading this process, said, you know, I didn't know that the state board and regional boards have watershed coordinators. News to me. News that there's even a program. News that there's an initiative. So, you know, it was launched in 2002. I had a chance to talk with Roger about it the morning of that meeting to get really filled in on it, but apparently it's a 5-year strategy and we're there. So this time appropriate to bring it to the state board's attention. And also, we'll be linking in with this process. We'll be linking in with the resource conservation districts, who also have watershed coordinators on staff, and that program is vulnerable and in jeopardy for lack of funds. So these are, you know, this timing of this is going to bring, I think, to the forefront not only the need for funding for actual restoration and watershed management, but to also assure that the investment so far in establishing kind of the technical tools in terms of staffing, expertise, and coordinated planning efforts and so forth, that these things be at least considered in terms of what, you know, what can we afford to support, what has value to us on a statewide level, and that we get engaged with the regional process. So I'm hoping that our watershed coordinator, and I understand that's Allison Jones, that, you know, given staff pressures, that, you know, she'll be able to get engaged with that process. And I know one individual who's on the steering committee that I can name today is Donna Myers with Big Sur Land Trust. This can be our regional person, and I don't really know what we can do to help her, but I intend to make myself available to assist with outreach and getting a good meeting going and a good dialogue going in our Central Coast region. So that's my report.
Thank you. Any other board reports? Mr. Hodgson.
Dr. Hunter, you reminded me that I've just been elected vice chair of the regional board for the Association of California Water Agencies, which means I'll also serve on the statewide board for ACWA. It would be a big help if all those here would, whenever they see some reason for coordination between those groups or there is a concern or something of that sort, please alert me so that I will be aware that, you know, I should be looking for ways that we can cooperate between the two groups. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other board reports?